Arizona's own bluegrass Americana quartet Run Boy Run has made a name for itself around the country in the last decade with its old-time sound, tight harmonies, and three strong female voices. They are a family band made up of two sets of siblings and now a husband and wife. Our co-host Lauren Gilger got a chance to sit down with that husband and wife pair, Matt and Rebecca Rollin. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. So I was really excited to get to know these two because I've known of Run Boy Run here in Arizona for years. And now Rebecca is out with her first solo project. It's called Seed and Silo. The album is the result of a residency she recently completed for the National Park Service, actually. So for 2 weeks last summer, Rebecca and Matt lived in a trailer on Homestead National Monument in southeast Nebraska. And she wrote this album, which is based on Willa Cather's Prairie Trilogy. That's My Antonia, O Pioneers, and Song of the Lark. And those were all set in this vast landscape.
We were living in a little camper right on the prairie.
Yeah.
And the Homestead National Park is 160 acres, which is the size of a homestead. That's the amount of acreage that those early homesteaders were given. Mm-hmm. And it has the prairie, the 160 acres of that original prairie grass, which is just beautiful. And then the museum, and then a little visitor center. And we were just kind of camped out there on the prairie. So that's where I just kind of explored, and I spent a lot of time in the prairie itself, in the museum, and just digging into that history as much as I could.
Yeah. It is a little bit of a history lesson, right? So let's talk about some of these songs. And the first one on the album is Hole in the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
What this is based on, these dugouts that homesteaders would mm-hmm. live in, it sounds like, for some time. Tell us about this.
So originally, when a lot of these homesteaders came out, they were coming out in droves and droves, just thousands of them. And they got there and there wasn't enough timber to go around because Nebraska isn't, you know, doesn't have these huge forests like Wisconsin or Minnesota. So there were, of course, homesteads in the northern states as well, in those states up there, upper Midwest. But if they wanted to build a house, they had to have enough money to bring timber down from the northern states.
Mm-hmm.
And they often just came with nothing. And so out of desperation and ingenuity, they started digging these caves out of the prairie hills.
Hmm.
And a lot of these early families would live there just for years and years until they could save enough money.
Yeah.
And so it's just as if it wasn't hard enough to come there with nothing and then to have to like cultivate this land and often to leave your family or to have loved ones pass, you know, and have these really harsh conditions. They were living in these little holes, like these one-room holes in the prairie ground.
Matt, I want to talk to you a little bit about the instrumentation of this. You sort of built out the album together after you wrote these songs, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like this place to me when I listen to it. And I know Nebraska a little bit. My family's from there. And it just feels that way. So tell us about how you built that and what layers are there.
So we wanted to work with the instrumentation that we both play with regularly. So, you know, acoustic stringed instruments, guitars, mandolins, fiddles. And it really kind of started from a place of working with what we do well and know, but then trying to paint this picture and this feeling, this atmosphere, because it was a very open place. I mean, Nebraska, if you've been there, it's huge skies and, you know, pretty flat lands. And so just this expansiveness. Becca had a very, very specific vision of just the opening 5 seconds of this song, just what it would sound like in terms of you're sitting there and it's quiet and you're hearing creaking sounds and you're hearing, you know, maybe some water and just this feeling of you're alone. And so we kind of said, how can we create that feeling of being alone with some fiddles and stringed instruments?
And put a hole in the earth, settle down in the earth, deep down in the earth. And then put a hole in the earth, row by row of the earth, and he fell and rose with the earth. Shadow by her size, soft and shallow.
Okay, so I want to talk about the second track, which is The Spirit. And this is also inspired by this novel. Tell us the story behind this.
So Antonia and her family were immigrants from what is now the Czech Republic. And she had a sister and two brothers, and then her mother and father. And Willa Cather actually knew the woman who Antonia is based on and grew up with her. And so she's an actual person, and all of the people in this novel essentially are based on people that Willa Cather knew. And so she came over with her family, and she was 14 at the time and knew very little English, but ended up picking it up really quickly. And they really struggled in that first year. And her dad in particular was an academic, and he was a musician. He played the violin. And he really struggled because, of course, they were introduced into this new place, and they knew very few people from Czechoslovakia in particular. And so they sort of struggled to adapt. And her father in particular just found himself unable to maintain the farm, like as the man of the household, just struggled to sort of keep up with the work that was required of him and just ached for, you know, what he'd left behind. And, you know, she talks about how he couldn't even bear to get his violin down anymore because it was too painful for him to play and reminded him too much of home. So he's struggling through this first year in Nebraska. And meanwhile, she's just thriving. And so there's that really interesting kind of role reversal and the juxtaposition of the two. But it's a pretty poignant and tragic aspect of the novel that really moved me. And I wanted to highlight it with one of these songs.
Where you go, do you know where you go? When the setting sun sinks down like a stone to the bottom of the river.
I think we think of the homestead movement as this huge movement and rarely kind of think about how it would impact people on an individual level, you know, psychologically and spiritually and emotionally. And I wanted to really be reflecting on that and how it would have affected like this man whose identity was wrapped up in the life that he left behind, and this young girl who was still sort of defining herself. And this is a song that came out of that.
But everybody pines for the waters of life because everybody's broken. A crack in the back of his old violin, and we hung it in the kitchen. Take me back to heaven for a second, you are singing in the morning.
So let's talk a little bit about Run Boy Run, which is the band that you both kind of came out of and helped create, obviously, which is a family band, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your sister's in it. Mm-hmm. Rebecca, your sister's in it as well, Matt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now the two of you are married, which I assume happened somewhere along that process.
Mm-hmm.
So there's sort of like layers of family here, and I want to get a little bit of a sense of how that all came about and how the two of you have benefited from that, I guess, in your music and in creating it.
Sure.
We both came from families that played music. Mm. All of our parents collectively are musicians, and my mom's a classical cellist and my dad's a fiddle player, and Becca's parents are both singers and bluegrassers and musicians. And so we grew up in environments where families just played music together. It was part of the fabric of both of our families growing up. So when we started Run Boy Run, it wasn't something that we thought about, oh, let's create a family band.
Right, right.
It was just natural to let's play music together. And that kind of followed the relationships. So it's always been something that, for us, our relationship very much is a part of our fabric too, how we communicate with each other, how we talk with each other. And so it's been really exciting for me to help support Becca in this project, the songwriting project, mm-hmm. and this kind of exploration of history, just to help make it happen and be a part of it.
I've come to realize how often I write about, like I mention a mother or a father in my lyrics. Mm-hmm. I've realized recently, and it's totally unconscious, but that's kind of a motif, like exploring relationships and specifically family relationships and how we inherit things and characteristics and values from our family, you know, and members of our family who have come before us. And so I think a lot of what I'm writing now and a lot of what I wrote in Run Boy Run definitely centered around relationships and exploring like the complexities and your relationship with, you know, family members, but also with lovers.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about bluegrass and about the genre here, which is, I guess, you know, most people would think about bluegrass and think like, oh, it's old-fashioned music. Like, it doesn't really exist anymore or it's not new anymore. But it sounds to me like you are innovating within that. Can you talk a little bit about how you continue to create new music within this very historic framework?
Yeah, all music genres are, you start getting into it and the edges become blurred.
Mm-hmm.
So we spent a good amount of time traveling in the Southeast and the South, where there's a very strong delineation of what is bluegrass and what is old time and those boundaries and demarcations. But for us, we grew up in Arizona in general. It's, I think, out West, because you have so many different cultures that have moved out here over time, there's more melding of those genres. And so we grew up listening to Irish music and Appalachian old time music and bluegrass music, and all of those influences and flavors are swimming around in our head and our fingers, so to speak. I mean, what we strive to do as artists is we come from a particular language and musical background, but still finding ways to communicate new stories and try some different sounds while respecting the tradition.
Mm-hmm. And I think something I really love about kind of old time and bluegrass is that it is ultimately like a really stripped down and kind of intimate way to share stories. Mm-hmm. And there's a tradition of storytelling in it.
All right, that's Rebecca and Matt Roland of Run Boy Run with their new album Seed and Silo. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Lauren.
Hose in my pocket, soles are busted, lock on thin like a handkerchief. I'm a gentleman bound for better than this crowd. Push him in a shove, I'm shining there, oh, where the Hudson you want.